Hey everybody, today is June 12th, and I don't know, there's not just a whole lot going on out there. But I think there's a couple things to talk about anyways. Nick, what's happening in Rice?
We're kind of past the rice water weevil thing with how much rice is going to flood. I will say that just kind of looking at our plots and the few phone calls that I'm still getting on them, like still a lot of adults out there on the landscape. So you might look out, it's going to be hard to convince a grower to spray post flood. But really about the only thing to talk about there is just a quick Del Facet update, and it sounds like the folks in Texas are seeing a pretty similar story last year. There seems like they're finding more fields with Del Facet in them by the day. We've still yet to document them in Arkansas, and to my knowledge, I don't think they found them in Louisiana yet either. So I still kind of stick by the, I think a lot of this rice is going to outrun it this year. I still think it's going to be a late season issue, but if they're wind blown, time will tell. But as of right now, we haven't documented them here, but here in a couple of weeks we'll get geared up around stink bugs, but right now it's pretty dang quiet. So that's really all that's going on there.
Yeah, in cotton, we're starting to see a little bit of stuff. We got there's a few people picking up some spider mites in some of the smaller cotton right now. So just kind of keep that in mind. At this time of year, I guess I would probably just stick with my abamectin with like an Agromec or something like that. And that's probably what I'd go with at this time of year. Something else that we've been picking up from time to time, I even saw some in my plots and I've got a few calls on them are aphids. And, we're usually not getting too worked up about aphids. A lot of times whenever we get into plant bugs, I mean, you're putting out your imidacloprid, you're putting out Transform, and most of the time you're getting pretty decent control. You're getting all right control with imidacloprid, and then you get really good control with like Transform. But the thing I want to talk about is that if these aphids hang around for longer, before you go out with your Vertento shot, if you're getting third week of square or something like that, and you've got some aphids out there in the field, I would probably want to go ahead and hit them with like a shot of Transform before you move over into your Vertento shot. Because we have seen it over in the past. To where some aphids have blown up behind that Vertento. I might want to get those cleaned up before I went out with that shot after your plant bugs. So just kind of keep that in mind. Another thing, I guess, just kind of update on the Jacid. I guess now it's kind of moved out of Florida. Just within the past couple of days, I've got notified that they picked it up in Tifton, Georgia a couple days ago, and then they picked it up in Tallahassee, Alabama, as of I think yesterday. And so it seems like this thing's starting to move out of Florida. And like I said, I think last year they first found it in Alabama on June 17th. And so this is lining up pretty close to how it did last year. Kind of keep that in mind. We're going to be looking for it in some wild hosts, things like wild hibiscus. I'm checking, some of these plant nurseries and stuff where they do have some hibiscus because it can get transported on it. Aaron Cato, our horticulture IPM specialist, has gave some of our agents some okra seed to plant in some areas to see if they can pick up this cotton jacid on okra because they really like okra apparently. But then we're also just checking around trying to see if we'll pick it up. So just kind of keep that in mind. And if you find anything that you suspect might be cotton jacid, please call us and let us know or send us some pictures because we would like to know and let everybody know that if there is cotton jacid in the area to be on the lookout for it. How about beans, Nick? There's not just a whole lot going on. I mean, I've got a few calls on stink bugs.
Yeah, that's about it. It sounds like a lot of third to half threshold type populations of greens and browns and some of these R2, R3, R4 beans, and a few folks asking, what about the bollworm situation in beans? And with as much corn as we've got tasseling and silking, I think it's sucking up every moth in the country right now. I mean, I think a lot of these early beans are probably not going to have to worry about bollworms.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, most of these bollworms are going straight to corn, just like Nick said. And then the other thing we're hearing, I mean, is guys picking up some low levels of stink bugs out in these, R2, R3 beans. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of threes and fours, on 25 sweeps. Nothing to really get too excited about, but just keep an eye out for
That's
them.
another thing to consider too from a corn front is, depending on where you're at in the state, there's some areas that are pretty daggum big hot spots for Southwesterns and haven't really heard a lot of trap information yet, but this is the time that first generation is going to really start flying. So if you got non-BT corn, you may consider something like a Besiege Vanacore or something like that, just to get some added protection there on corn borer.
Yep, that's what I think too. So, anyways, there's not a lot else to talk about, Nick.
No, and the other thing, and I don't know, pastures ain't necessarily neither one of our specialties, but I've had a few people asking if we're gonna deal with falls, and that's always a crapshoot. But I ain't had the first report of an army worm, regardless of crop, pasture, any of that. So it's pretty dang quiet on that front too.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything about them either. So, I mean, if we start picking them up, we'll let everybody know. But I haven't seen first fall armyworm this year.
No,
So,
and haven't really heard much from our counterparts down in Texas about them. That's usually where they come from, and it sounds like it's been somewhat quiet there as well.
yeah, and the beans I swept, I mean, I hadn't even picked up any other worms hardly, besides just a couple green clover worms here and there. So, pretty light overall so far. Well, if you need us, call us. My number's 501-517-3853.
And I'm 870-456-8486.
All right, thank you very much.
Always read and follow label instructions. Some products may not be registered for sale or use in all states or counties. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Agromec SC and Besiege are restricted use pesticides.